Well, hey, everybody. Hey, it's Larry. You know, I had a great response to the very first podcast. You guys are amazing. I mean, within a matter of minutes, I had tens of listeners. Tens. And it was exciting. I tingled all over. And, you know, within just a matter of minutes, I was getting voicemails, people asking me questions, like this one.
Larry, how do you garner up the energy, that great energy, that innocence? How do you do it every day?
Well, Dennis Alonzo, thank you for the question, and I do appreciate it. Thanks for being the very first question and response to the podcast. That's so exciting. You know, that's a really good question, because some days you don't feel like getting up and going, and you just need to. You just have to get up and go. You know, you get up and you say, I'm going to make some coffee, and then you go pee, and then you go back and drink your coffee, and you think, well, I'm up. I might as well start my day. So that's usually what, if you can drink coffee and pee, you're on your way to having a good day. And here's something else that you really need to think about. I don't think a lot of people do think about this, because they worry about being liked. You know, I think sometimes people don't want to go to school, or they don't want to go to work, because they think the people that they work or go to school with just don't like them. And people worry too much about being liked. Let's think about this for a second. Everybody's different. That means everybody is an own person. They're an individual. They're like a condiment. You know what I mean? Every condiment is different. Mustard is not the same as mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is definitely not the same as ketchup. But we like all of them. But sometimes ketchup and mayonnaise just doesn't go together. Unless you're British. And then it's okay. But my point being, sometimes things just don't mix. Some things just don't belong together. And that's how it is with friends sometimes. It doesn't mean you don't like them. It just doesn't mean that you're probably the best one to hang out with. You ever been afraid to lose a friend? You think, oh, I don't know what I've done, or maybe I should try harder. No. Let that piece of dried ketchup go. That sounded a little harsh. Let that piece of dried mustard go. That's something we're more aware of, because when mustard dries, it's hard to get rid of. So that's my point. Don't worry about being liked, because not everybody's going to like you. But just be you, okay? That's my point. Wake up, get coffee, pee, and face the day. And your day will be magnificent. All right, guys, until next time, resist. This is Liberal Larry. Bye. Dear listener, hi, how are you? How you doing today? I ask because I care. Life is better when you know somebody cares about you. And as a fully unlicensed life coach, I'm here to help you on this journey we call life. So let's get started, okay? Are you in your comfort zone, or are you in your growth zone? We all know what the comfort zone is, right? That's your mental safe space. That's the hot chocolate and pillows and a good coloring book kind of place that's in there in your head. It's happiness in our hearts and in our heads. Or are you in a growth zone? Are you ready to expand? Move on from whatever you feel has been holding you back? Be it work, a partner, or your fashion sense. Sometimes it does seem much easier to just stay right there in our comfort zone, doesn't it? But that's That's only because we don't understand the cost of staying there. What are the costs of staying in your comfort zone, you ask? Well, you see people that appear to be stuck in the past. You've seen that, their outward appearance. It hasn't changed much. That hasn't changed since, Millie Vanilli's last hit. Their hairstyle has never been changed. They still wear the same glasses that didn't even look in style when they were in style. I call that the Tootsie Syndrome. They all look like they're trapped in the wrong year and wrong life. Don't they? You've seen that, and that's just sad. We need to grow. We need to live up to our fullest self-expression, our total belief in ourselves, and the fulfillment of our new dreams and greater possibilities. See, being willing to go outside your comfort zone it's hard. I understand that. I do. I really do. I had to do it myself once. But step out. Take that risk. Be alive. Go buy a brand new outfit. Something that's totally not today's you. Buy the new you, something you know the old you would never buy and never wear. And that's when the fun starts to happen. So this is Liberal Larry saying, Namaste.